WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest-running Greek-American program in the country.
Speaking of Grecian Echoes and longtime sponsors, we are really excited. We had them in studio a couple of years ago, I think right at the beginning of COVID, if I'm not mistaken. But his name has been familiar on these airwaves, I don't know, 40 years or so. Nick Papakirikos, certified public accountant or logistis, joins us this morning on Grecian Echoes. And we were just recapping just a few moments ago. Of course, Nick and I go way back, way, way back to the days of the Watertown Screaming Eagle Goya basketball team on the hardwood of the Pappas Gymnasium over at Hellenic College, and members of the Taxiarchy Church lifetime. Nick, his family, of course, there's like three Nick Papakirikos, and they're all my friends. But the accountant is here with us today, and we welcome him.
Τον καλωσορίζουμε, ο κύριος Νίκος Παπακυρίκος, λογιστής και χρόνια αγγελιοδότης ελληνικής ηχούς, είναι σήμερα στη συντροφιά μας για να συζητήσουμε όλα τα καινούργια πράγματα που αφορούν τις επιχειρήσεις, τις νέες εξελίξεις, και έχουν γίνει αρκετά το τελευταίο διάστημα, δεν τα γνωρίζουμε. Ο κύριος Παπακυρίκος θα μας εξηγήσει το τι θα πρέπει να κάνουμε, ούτως ώστε να κάνουμε σωστές κινήσεις, να εξοικονομήσουμε χρήματα και να είμαστε χαρούμενοι όπως πρέπει να είμαστε. Λοιπόν, ξεκινάμε.
That's it. Nick, first of all, welcome once again. Καλημέρα, how are you?
Καλημέρα.
Thank you for having us.
Nice Super Bowl Sunday.
Nice to be with your listeners. I know on Super Bowl Sunday, I feel special, you know.
What do you like? You like Philly or KC?
I don't really have a pick. They're both pretty closely matched, so hopefully it's a good game. And
I'm looking forward to tell you the truth. It's nice not having any allegiance to either. You want to see a good game. A
lot less stressful to watch.
Yeah. Before we get into this very important tax credit program, just for the listening audience who, you know, they've been hearing your name, and we were discussing off air. We did it last time. But how many years have you been with us, Nico?
35 years.
So when you opened up your practice, you went to Bentley, if I'm not mistaken?
Babson.
There you go. Babson, an accounting major, and started up, you know, Nick Papakirikos, certified public accounts. I believe you were with Rob Johnston, your longtime college friend.
For 27 years.
27 years. And tremendous. So tell the story that you just told me, how you started. It was my dad, right? The first phone call?
Well, we started out, and we had literally no clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking to find ways to attract business.
Mm-hmm.
And the sum total of my Greek language learning was from Greek school,
mm-hmm.
which I hadn't used very much.
Kiriamoski.
This was Kiriatsoupi.
Kiriatsoupi.
Kiriatsoupi. And I said, well, I don't speak a lot of Greek, but that's a niche that I should look at. So mm-hmm. I called up Grecian Echoes, the well-known source of Grecian advertising. And I said to your dad, I said, Rusty's, I'm starting a practice, and I'd like to advertise. What's it going to cost? He goes, how much can you afford? It was the start of a beautiful relationship, as we say.
And here we are 35 years later, continuing.
It's been wonderful. I mean,
you have a lot of Greek clients.
A lot of Greek clients, but it's amazing. It's first, second, third generation. It always amazes me is how diverse the audience is,
mm-hmm.
and it's to say it's paid for itself is such an understatement. I mean, mm-hmm. we generate a lot of revenue. Your listeners are all successful people. They're good people. They're people we have a lot in common with, obviously,
mm-hmm.
culturally,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that we'll do for as long as you're on the airwaves. So you can't go anywhere.
That's it. So thanks for the plug. Anyway, Nico, COVID. You know, wow. And you have assisted your clients, the majority of which have gotten through, quite frankly, with flying colors. So many programs that were offered by the federal government to bail out, you know, a lot of people. And there's an additional program that I've just heard a little rumblings about it when you something. But go ahead. You know, the purpose of today's meeting is to talk to those who may have their own businesses, who have a substantial payroll, who can save and get payroll tax. So go ahead. What's this all about?
Sure. Well, like you said, when COVID came about, there was an avalanche of tax legislation, the likes of which I don't think anybody has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reasons we have the inflation we have now is because there was so much money dumped into the economy through these programs. Excuse me. Well, this program is sort of the last one, the outlier of all these programs. And very simply, most business owners have either heard their friends, their business colleagues talk about it. They've probably received phone calls at least twice a day. I get calls several times a week, robocalls and telemarketers, and then radio station advertising, television advertising, talking about this $26,000 per employee refund. And the question that we'll get from time to time is this real or is this some kind of a scam? Well, it is real. It is something that's, I like to think of it as a reward to business owners who did the right thing. During COVID, when business may have been slow or closed, many business owners struggled, but they kept their employees on the payroll because they know how valuable they are to their businesses. And this is a way the federal government came up with to say, we're going to give you a reward for doing the right thing. And it was a way to get money in the hands of business owners quickly. But in the beginning, you had to choose this program or the PPP program. And as you can tell by now, where it's 3 years later and people are now applying for this, the faster option was the PPP. Well, at some point, Congress said, we're not going to make you choose. You can do both. So right now, if you were a business that was affected by COVID, and I'll explain to you what that means in a few minutes, you're eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. You can't count your own payroll as the owner of the business or your family, but it's a significant amount of money. And the criteria is pretty easy for a lot of businesses to meet. But it's a very complex process, and it's one of these things that there's an awful lot of misinformation on it. There's an awful lot of promoting for a lot of people that promote this. They just promote the dollar signs that you can receive, and that's important because it's the most important feature, obviously. But there are a lot of details you need to know about, and my concern always is that people don't know what they don't know, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to mention a few things here today. Real simple, the program, you qualify for the program if your business was impacted by some kind of a government shutdown, some kind of a government order. And that can be a very subjective thing to really understand. I mean, the common examples are if you're a restaurant and maybe you had limited seating or could have no indoor seating for a period of time, maybe you could only do limited hours. If you're a service business, maybe you had some supply chain issues. You know, you may have been open, but maybe your major parts supplier was closed because they're in a different part of the country with different rules, and you were effectively shut down. If you were a contractor, you may have had jobs in progress. And here in the city of Boston, for example, most job sites were shut down for a period of time.
Yeah, that was the work shutdown order.
Right. Yeah. So you couldn't work. Now, that's a pretty severe test. But it's also a very subjective test. It's hard to say, well, was I impacted severely, not severely? What does that mean? So the IRS came out with a set of rules to make it a little easier. And they said that if we look at your sales in any quarter of 2020, and they dropped by 50% or more from the same quarter in 2019.
What percentage? 50?
50. Then you automatically qualify. In 2021, if they drop by 20%, same thing, you qualify. So if you can meet those tests, it's a pretty black and white issue. Many people can, but we have many clients that the pandemic ended up in a boom for business, but they were still impacted, at least in that first quarter, by a lot of the very early steps. So you may very well qualify, and it's certainly worth looking into.
Can we just, I just want to be specific on this. It's $26,000 per employee, no matter what quarter it's.
The way it works is like most things that are in the tax law. It's probably needlessly complex, but just think of it as it's $5,000 maximum for all of 2020, and it's $7,000 per quarter for the first three quarters of 2021. So the program ends at the end of September 2021 for most businesses. So you might qualify in one quarter.
So we're going backwards here. We're going back. Take a look. Now, what about, quite frankly, in a sense, this is free money?
It's free money in the sense that you're getting refunded basically payroll taxes. The one thing that's interesting about this is that most of the COVID money that was granted was tax-free. This isn't really technically tax-free. If you, let's say you applied for this refund today and you received the money sometime this summer, it wouldn't be income to your business this year, 2023. But what the law says is you have to go back now to 2020 and 2021 and lower your expenses.
Okay, you're right. You know, I have been hearing these ads on other, you know, major radio stations, you know, call this company and they do this. You can assist people in this process, right? This
we
is
can.
You know, not only are you here to tell people about this, but quite frankly, you know, Nick can assist you, and you can tell, you know, Nicky's one of the top CPAs in the city. I've known Nicky my entire life. Nicky, you know this stuff inside out. You study it, you breathe it, you live it. You know, your main purpose is to make sure that your customers, and the majority, sure, you've got some personal tax returns, but let's face it, it's businesses. It's Greek businesses that have, you know, that you structure a roadmap for them. We were just discussing off air, even yourself, you know, and myself, we're the same age group. We're trying to come up with a 10-year plan. You know, where are we going? This is part of it. This is what has, you know, allowed you to, you know, gain the reputation you have. So it's this is good stuff, you know. Really, give Nicky a call. He's going to figure it out for you, you know what I mean?
I would just summarize by saying this. Your organization very likely may qualify for the refund, but figuring out how much you owe, you're entitled to, is a really complex process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still plenty of time to apply. A lot of these commercials say time is running out.
Mm-hmm.
You have till the end of April for everybody, pretty much, and after that it goes further. But the IRS is taking 4 to 6 months to process these things.
Anyway.
You're probably not going to receive the money tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, the IRS has mentioned that this will be a high priority for audits in the future. And we all heard last summer how they were funded with an extra $80 billion of money.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell my clients is this, and people that I know in business in general, if you survive COVID, A, congratulations. B, don't jump on this credit without knowing all the rules and regulations, because the last thing you want 2 or 3 years from now is to have the IRS come back knocking on your door saying you didn't do it right, mm-hmm. and good luck finding the company that did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal here is to make sure our clients are in the right place, in the best place possible, pay the lowest tax they can legally pay, and make sure they survive and they succeed and they reach their financial goals.
So that makes sense.
Doesn't that make sense? You're pretty impressive.
That's the assumption.
You're public speaking is one of your fortes.
So I understand that, first of all, guys, you have to call Mr. Papakirikos,
mm-hmm.
ask for his advice, and afterwards take your decision to do it or not.
Yeah. Right. It doesn't have to be us. If your accountants are very specialized in it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I would just tell you that for a lot of accountants, they were so overwhelmed with all the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty good team. We have 8 people.
You do.
They're
you're
all dedicated
staff of 8.
To this.
Yeah, yeah.
And we specialize, and we're happy to walk in and help on this project. And
mm-hmm.
we don't want to step on the relationship with your accountants. But if this project can help you out, we're happy to do it.
Yeah. And, of course, your office is located right on Leo Birmingham Highway. I love that we grew up with that.
Yeah.
Home of the old Channel 38,
right across the street.
Right across the street.
Although every building on either side of us has now become a giant residential retail condo.
Isn't it incredible down in that area? What's going on with we've got the Bruins and the Celtics.
The Celtics.
What Jim Davis has done with
New Balance,
New Balance, and then of course you got Channel 2 right there. Stockyard.
The Stockyard.
Stockyard, a popular drinking hole.
I grew up playing around the actual Stockyard that was there before they knocked it down and made the New Balance place. So.
Yeah. Nicky, before I let you go, for our listening audience, tell us a little bit about the Papakirikos family history, will you? There's, you know, you guys grew up in Brighton originally, wasn't it?
We did.
Brighton?
We did. My dad emigrated from Greece to Canada, as so many people did.
Mm-hmm.
Had a restaurant in Toronto. That didn't work out so well. Emigrated to the U.S. And like so many people in our listening audience, my dad, when he was married here, at some point he brought over his older brother, then his next older brother. And that's where the other two Nick Papakirikos come from.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, at one point, lived in the same apartment.
Did you really? First, second, and third floor, or all together?
Well, we only took on one family at a time. We had my older cousin Nick with us for a few months, the first few months, and then they moved to the third floor, and then, as you talked about the American success story, they purchased a home not that far after that.
Yeah.
Same thing with my other uncle. Yeah. And it's the story that so many of your listeners have also experienced. So, as you say, it's a great country you live in. Opportunity is there, and I can't think of a better place to. The best gift my dad gave me was to emigrate from Greece and to get himself an opportunity and to give me the opportunity.
Opportunity.
Because our lives would be so different if we weren't in this country. So.
Often. Nick Papakirikos, o logistis, certified public accountant. His offices are at 60 Leo Birmingham Parkway in Boston. His phone number is 617-415-5015. 617-415-5015. And Nick, quite frankly, you are taking on clients, new clients.
Absolutely.
You got a 10-year plan here.
Business is great, and we're looking for more.
Yeah, terrific. Closing comments?
Thank you again for the call and asking us if there's something to talk about. Took me a few days to think about it, and I said, this is a really good topic. It's very, very timely. It's on everybody's mind if you're a business owner. So why not spend a few minutes and give you the non-sales shtick presentation of what it is, what you need to know, what you don't, and what's important.
Terrific. Nick Papakirikos.
All right, thank you.
We'll give him a slash tag. Grecian Echo, sponsor strong for 35 years, uninterrupted. Bravo, Nico. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WNTN 1550 AM and WNTN.com. Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs.